Coverage from the 2019 Cattle Industry Convention and NCBA Trade Show, powered by Corteva Agriscience, your partner in range and pasture productivity. It's not just for cattle producers, but we've got a lot of other agricultural producers here in New Orleans at this meeting. The National Corn Growers Association has a booth and involved in the trade show and the convention here in New Orleans. And they're being represented by NCGA producer Gary Porter from Northern Missouri. We had the opportunity to visit with Gary ahead of the convention's start. Gary, what's the corn producer being doing here at the cattle convention?
Well, I'll tell you, my dad loved raising cattle, and when I got out of high school, I loved driving big tractors. So we worked together, and we had a lot of cattle. We had up to 500 head of Mama Angus cows, and so when it comes to pulling a calf or dragging a calf out of a muddy creek and putting him back with his mom or helping to get one nursing again, you know, I've been through that, and I know what it's like, and we really like our cattle.
Now, you're on the board, National Corn Growers Association, and I know that the corn growers do appreciate the business that the cattle industry brings to your industry as a buyer of feedstuffs.
Oh, my land. You know, the animal ag is our number one customer. I mean, what would we do without them? I can't imagine, you know, if what corn prices would be like and if a corn farmer had tried to make a living and prices as low as that. So, you know, corn farmers, there 1.1 billion bushel of corn goes to the beef industry here in the United States. And if you add on DDGs, they're our largest, beef is our largest ag animal consumer, you know, so it really means a lot to us. And red meat exports adds 39 cents a bushel to our corn. Now, if you talk to any cattleman or any corn farmer out there, that 39 cents is where you're going to have to try to get your profit from because it's so narrow nowadays. So that 39 cents means a lot.
I know that there's some issues and some things going on within the agricultural community that I would think the corn growers and the cattle producers have some common ground on.
Oh, we do. You know, we work together. NCGA is a sole sponsor of the Cattlemen's Education Series. And that's something that the cattlemen can put together to try to put learning seminars in different states to teach farmers about protein and feeds rations and different things. So it's something we work closely with, and we really value the livestock industry.
When it comes to policy, I know that corn growers and, of course, NCBA as well worked very hard on various aspects of the 2018 Farm Bill. I know you're looking forward now to finally maybe getting it implemented.
Yeah, that'll be a great thing. We can get that all put together and get it going. So it's kind of exciting to see some of the things starting to come into play now, you know, and you get to watch it, what you've worked on all this time and get to see it put together and see how it's going to help the cattle industry, see how it's going to help the corn farmers. And we're excited to see what's going to happen with it.
In your part of the country, Missouri, Iowa, both obviously major grain-producing states, but you've got a fair number of cattle as well, so just as you kind of mentioned about your heritage.
In our area, you know, in southern Iowa and northern Missouri, the ground rolls a lot. And so with every good 160-acre field of corn you have, you'll have 160 acres of good ground. It's excellent for pasture ground. And so we're a good combination right there on the state line. And we just have a good mixture of both, and so we value both of them.
Thanks, Gary. Gary Porter, who's a board member of the National Corn Growers Association, visiting with us here at the 2019 Cattle Industry Convention. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.